The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Earlier in the show, we heard from Henry McKean, our own roving reporter, who was asking people on the street whether they agreed with this proposal from the Social Democrats for the voting age to be lowered to 16. Aidan Farrelly is a Social Democrat TD for Kildare North and is with me now. Aidan, why do you think we should lower the voting age?
I wanted my first piece of legislation in the 34th Dáil to reflect the 18 years of work that I've done with young people and worked with thousands of young people in Kildare and Dublin who really over the years have shown great maturity, great competence, and are in many ways so civically informed and engaged, yet are denied one of the most fundamental pieces of democratic participation, which is the vote at 16. So young people at 16 are able to pay taxes, are able to contribute and make significant life choices at that point, but have no way in which to contribute civically in terms of being able to vote. So to us, we've seen many senators and deputies put legislation like this down before, but would have fallen when different Dáil terms have fallen. I wanted to raise this early to give us an opportunity to put a referendum to the people to have this very important national conversation.
And would you, I mean, on foot of that referendum, would you like to see that franchise extended to 16 and 17 year olds for all elections, locals, Europeans, general elections, presidential elections?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because what we've done in terms of our international research to look at what some other countries have been doing is, you know, if you look at the likes of Wales, Scotland, Keir Starmer, for the British Prime Minister, is on record as saying he intends this government to legislate for vote at 16 in the UK Parliament. The world doesn't fall down when young people at 16 and 17 have an opportunity to vote. But actually what it does is shows young people that your maturity, that your competence and your participation is really valued.
James Gagan is with us as well, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South. James, would you have reservations about lowering the voting age?
Yeah, well, look, I think the first thing to say is I think Deputy Farrelly's contribution by introducing this piece of legislation is a really good one. I think it's opened up a conversation about young people's voices in a way that wouldn't have happened but for the fact he's initiated this legislation. And look, I think today the government, I'm obviously a backbencher in government, but the government adopted a view not to oppose the introduction of his bill, at least at this stage. And I also welcome that too, because I think it's opened up an important discussion. I think, like all these things, when you're proposing to amend our constitution, priorities definitely does arise. I mean, is this the right time? Is this the right priority? Have we had enough discussion and debate in relation to this issue, the pros and the cons? I mean, clearly, you know, as Deputy Farrelly outlined there, and in my own engagement, both when I was Lord Mayor of Dublin and as a councillor and now as a TD, I've engaged with the National Youth Council of Ireland, who I know have been strong advocates of it. In my own party, Young Fine Gael, the youth branch of my party where I started out political life, they too have advocated for this over the years. And, you know, I think it was back in 2013 that the Constitutional Convention put this forward. I suppose one of the downsides of it in some ways is that you might be imposing additional pressure on 16-year-olds at a time where they perhaps don't need that pressure. There's enough going on in their lives as matters stand. And like one of the things Deputy Farrelly said there was, you know, that he wanted to ensure that young people got civic or had an opportunity for civic engagement. I do think there's lots of ways which young people already engage with the political system without necessarily having the right to vote. But look, I think we do need to look at other jurisdictions that have introduced this. I mean, Scotland are one of the ones that we'd be very familiar with, and it does seem, at least when it came to the referendum, that you had high turnout. One of the things that I would be very focused on is turnout in general. And look, the Electoral Commission just produced a whole paper in relation to that. What are the drivers of turnout? And disinterest was one of the big ones that lowered turnout.
So ideologically, you're not opposed to this. You just think maybe we need to do a bit more investigation before you go ahead with a referendum. Look,
I don't think it's an idea. I don't think that lowering the voting age to 16 is actually really an ideological issue. Like, I don't think it's a thing of left or right. It's whether this is the appropriate moment in time to give 16-year-olds a vote as distinct from 18-year-olds. Like, I think it was back in the 70s where we decided as a country that you didn't need to be 21 to vote for someone to becoming a president. So is this the right moment in time to give 16-year-olds a right to vote?
I mean, what is it? Yes or no?
Right now, I'm not so sure.
Okay,
like, if I'm being truthful, but I'm equally not closed to the idea either. And okay. I think I'd like to see this go into the relevant Oireachtas committee. I'd like to hear from international experience of how this is operated in other countries. And in terms of the timing of it, we've obviously had a number of referenda in this state recently that haven't gone so well, to put it bluntly,
yeah.
that cost a lot of money. And I think really the priorities should probably be on the issues.
Well, the government aren't proposing this one, so maybe this one will get over the line. Aidan, what do you say? Because we heard from different people earlier in the show. Henry McKean was out speaking to people on the street, and he spoke to different experts in this area, political scientists and what have you. Some of them supportive of the idea. Others said things like... that voter turnout point that James made, it would suggest that a lot of them won't actually vote.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When you look at the voting record of 18, 19 and 20 year olds, that actually it's I wouldn't say virtue signalling, because then we get into the realm of culture wars and that wasn't the point that was made, but more it was kind of, this was a pointless exercise,
yeah.
kind of wrapping ourselves up in knots over a referendum that actually won't have any consequence. Mm. What do you say to that?
And to be honest, I spoke directly to that in my contribution in the Dáil today about that. I have no reason to believe that there will be any significant higher turnout in the 16 and 17 year old percentages in an election than 18 to 25, for example. But rather than focusing on who doesn't, I think what we have an opportunity here is to focus on who will have an opportunity to exercise that vote.
Mm.
That's of critical importance. We have constantly spoke about so many issues with regards to housing, young people as carers, education. There'll never be a time when this issue is the top priority for young people or for our society, and I accept that. So why not start the conversation now? And I think I really welcome what Deputy Gagan is saying. I welcome the comments from the Taoiseach today, from Taoiseach, where certainly none of us are asking for something to change tomorrow, but to allow us early on in this term to start the process where we do more thorough research as an Oireachtas committee, and then we put it to the people for this debate. I think your listeners, I'm sure, captured a diversity of opinions, much like the convention had a diversity of opinions on this. But really what we need to hear is young people's opinions, 16 and 17 year olds who are engaged, whether it be in school through politics class, who are involved in youth services, who are playing roles in our society that I think should be reflected in the ways in which they can really play out those levers.
Another point, I think it was Owen O'Malley, the political scientist in the School of Law and Governance in DCU, he made it to Henry earlier, was that you can argue it's an arbitrary line at 18, but so would 16. You know, the arguments that you're making now, somebody could make in a year's time about a 15-year-old being allowed to vote.
Yep.
You know, so at some point you just have to accept the line as arbitrary and get on with it.
And I don't accept that that's the line. I don't believe 18 is that line. And what I do accept is the convention suggesting that 16, and when you look at international best practice, we're seeing a lot of countries choosing 16. It recognises that young people are transitioning from childhood to adulthood, and they are developing those competencies. They're developing the ability to critically question. And why, like, we've nothing to fear here in terms of a change in dramatically an outcome of an election. I don't think the numbers will do that.
Yeah.
But what it will do is signal to a generation of young people that we value your participation, we value your encouragement and your inclusion.
Yeah. James, how would you, because I'm conscious of the very first point you made, which is you're absolutely in favour of something that will engage people, kind of young people in the political process and in kind of the civic space. If it's not this, or maybe it is this and other things, what are those other things? How do we engage those young people?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the most...
They're not all going to join Young Fine Gael, you know.
No, but I mean, look, I mean, I'm sure Deputy Farrelly does this. We all as constituency TDs go and visit schools. I do it most weeks, if I haven't had them in the Dáil, I'm visiting a school and I'm engaging with students. And when I was in the Mansion House, I met umpteen schools around the city, and young people always have a different perspective on issues than adults do. And like, even just going right down to even at a primary school level, I mean, one of the things I kept asking kids was, look, what would you change in Dublin City, or what would the big changes you'd make? And a lot of young people said to me that they'd ban vaping because they hate standing at bus stops with vaping being smoked into their face. And that's not an issue. I'm not trying to be trite. That's a serious issue. But it's not something that had come up. And I mean, I think if you talk to young people about our city in Dublin, so many young people say there isn't enough good reasons to bring us into the city, and yet we're scapegoated for hanging around in groups. And look, that's some of the issues that the city task force is trying to address. So I think what it is the state at a local level, at a national level, engaging with young people in a much bigger way. And perhaps the compromise in all of this would be to actually give young people a vote in local elections in the first instance. And I know there was a bill, I think, in the Shannon that's still alive that was initiated initiated then. And perhaps, you know, because you asked, you have to draw a line here. Where do you draw it? Someone will look for it. Ultimately, I think the reason we're even talking about this bill and why Deputy Farrelly has initiated it is because young people who are already engaged in politics, be it the National Youth Council of Ireland or other associated associations, they themselves have actually asked this question. They believe that they want this vote. They want the opportunity to engage in the process. And I suppose we as legislators have to first decide, is this an appropriate moment right now or into the future to put that question to the people? And that's where I bring a kind of a more reservationist tone to all of this, is that I do think when we make a decision to put a referendum to the people, we have to be very cautious about when we do that, given the costs associated, and that are we going to be successful in it?
Yeah.
Like the president, the last time we took a referendum to do with age, it was, should we lower the age of our president?
Yeah.
And funnily enough, the Irish people said no, they didn't like that. So the concern would be, you know, have we had enough deliberation discourse on this? Have we put forward the pros and cons?
Yeah.
Is this the pressing issue of the day?
Listen, maybe we will have the conversation now that it has been brought forward by Aidan Farrelly. Sorry, I was laughing because some of the texts coming in. There's lots of texts kind of for and against, but I like this one. I can't get my 17-year-old to empty the dishwasher. I don't hold out much hope that she's going to go out and vote. Anyway, thank you for the text. Aidan Farrelly is a Social Democrat TD for Kildare North. He's the one who has proposed this change today to allow 16 and 17-year-olds vote. James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay, said thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.